you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Every workplace has its characters. There's the overachieving workaholic, the office comedian, the gossip monger, and of course, the difficult employee. Difficult employees are those persons who either don't perform well, are difficult to get along with, or who mean well but can never quite get the job done. Since it may not always be practical to just get rid of the difficult employee, it's in a manager's best interest to find ways of dealing with him or her so that the work can get done. On today's program, we share some strategies for dealing with difficult employees. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Tip number one, do not avoid the problem.
It's the third time now I give Mark an assignment and he mess it up, you know. I have to fix him work again. You know what? We'll put this off long enough. We have to talk to him. Mark, come here for a second.
No manager likes having to reprimand employees, but if you don't want to come across as an inefficient leader, you will have to take the bull by the horns and start making difficult decisions and doing unpopular tasks. Tip number two, make sure you aren't part of the problem. Employees work under the direction of their managers, and if they aren't doing their jobs properly, there is a chance that they do not understand exactly what is required of them. When dealing with a difficult employee, it is important to establish whether or not they know what you expect of them, personally and professionally, before taking any other action.
Yes, Mr. Gentry.
Sit down, Mark. Mark, I'm just trying to find out if you understand what exactly you're supposed to do on the reports you create each week. Have my instructions been hard to understand?
No, sir. I think I understand what I'm supposed to do. I think I understand where to look for the information and how to put it in a different section. Is there a problem, sir?
Yes, actually there is. For a while now, Mark, I've been having some problems with the quality of your work. Some sections on your reports are not being completed properly. And then others are just not being completed at all. And I've walked you through the reports twice now.
Tip number three, try to understand the reasons for their behavior. Negative behavior isn't always done on purpose. Sometimes there is a deeper issue at hand which requires probing. The unwanted behavior could be caused by personal problems, lack of motivation, or lack of clear understanding about work procedures. Allow the employee to explain his or her behavior before you take action.
Sama, how do you explain this?
Don't know, you know, sir. Sometimes it's like my head not there. A whole heap of stress me under, you know. And sometimes me just can't concentrate.
Tip number four, listen. Fight the urge to keep interrupting the difficult employee's explanation with counter-arguments. Allow them the opportunity to give a full explanation, and while the person is speaking, try to remain impartial and non-judgmental. Where you are unclear, ask open-ended questions.
Boy, sir, me no feel so good from the other day, no. It's like my blood pressure go up, and me really afraid of hypertension, you know, cause it running on my family. The doctor said I mustn't pressure myself, so more time I start feel away. I just stop doing what I do and I just rest. And sometimes I not even get to finish the work, sir. So I just really that.
Tip number five, allow the person to develop a solution to the problem.
Well, Mark, I really understand that you aren't feeling well and I sympathize. But I'm sure you can appreciate that not completing your work is not something that can continue. It affects all of us and makes the department look bad if we're not doing our job well. So tell me now, how do you think the situation can be resolved so that everybody is happy?
I'll go start do better, sir. You won't have to talk to me again. I will start taking better care of myself and the world.
Good, good. I'm going to hold you to that.
Tip number six, know when to stop bargaining. If repeated attempts to help the difficult employee change his or her behavior aren't successful, it is time to begin termination procedures. The sad fact is that not everyone can be helped, and the company shouldn't have to suffer for it. It won't be easy, but it's the right thing to do. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. And we do hope you learned something new. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.